listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis. Shining. Like, who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing, bustling. Gangsters of Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is picked. Seeing what can transmit, the scribes can apply the transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual is suitable. Tonight live we subscribe the indisputable what? We New York, the narcotic, strength and mental and fiber optics. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
Yeah, we back.
Yes, making them mad every time you press play. Welcome to the show, people.
Welcome back to the angry show.
The angry show. Woo, I ain't know we were that angry.
Oh, man. It is time for the angry feminist rant of the day.
Woo, you ready? My vagina is ready to start clapping on these fools.
So mad. Oh, well, we are back just in time to give y'all feedback. Of course, feedback show for the Black Guy Who Tips, which you can find at theblackguywhotips.com. You can find on iTunes, Stitcher, leave us 5-star reviews. If we like them, we'll read them on the show, especially if they're nice. And if we like them and they're not nice, maybe we'll read them on the show as well. If we think that you're stupid, then we can laugh at it. You can also do things like vote in the polls at theblackguywhotips.com. You can leave comments. You can donate to the show, become a premium listener, all this different stuff. And it's all right there for you guys. So make sure you guys do that. Of course, the official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
A bullet ball extreme. And let's see. I guess the first thing we need to do is we need to give a shout out to all the people that donated to the show. Mm-hmm. Play that church music for y'all.
Donated to the
girl. Girl, where your cash and your ass, girl? Where your cash? And where your ass,
no.
Girl, where your cash, and where your ass, girl,
no,
where the
no,
cash,
no,
and where your ass.
Shout out.
No.
What?
No.
I want a flag, yeah.
No. Karen's talking about getting cash. No. And we are getting cash.
No, is co-pastor going to have to screen your music, pastor, because... where's you getting this music from, sir?
I just wanted to give somebody else another try. I thought my man Rich Money could talk about the cat. You know what? Forget it. Just we'll do the regular choir.
Thank you. The screen is.
I dedicate this song to
recession, depression,
and unemployment.
Shout out to unemployment.
Today's a new day.
It's a new day.
Yay.
And we're getting all this angry feminist money, y'all.
Yes,
it's racism money.
And it's delicious. Running on us, too.
Shout out to Jane M. She gave us some angry feminist dollars.
We'll take it, ma'am.
And we will use this to take down the system of patriarchy.
We sure will, every day.
Shirley Wong Esquire, please say to Esquire, she gave us this money so that we could take it and dismantle systems of oppression.
Yeah, she a lawyer too, so you know she'll be fighting for us.
Catherine B., she gave us this right ring money so we can... So I can keep beating Karen.
Apparently so.
Tavon S., a brand new recurring donator.
Thank you.
Must have came in because we don't really get mad about appropriation unless it's a white woman doing it.
Apparently so.
Damian Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
He goes all the way back to when the show used to be fun.
Right, it used to be fun.
Yeah, we used to get on here and just have fun. Remember we used to just... talk about retards and make rape jokes all the time.
All
remember that?
All day long.
Oh man. I remember
some days.
My favorite episode was Cunt. Woo! That was the whole episode. We just said it 27 times.
The
with
whole
no
show.
Yep. That's how we used to do. Well, we used to argue and disagree all the time.
All the time.
Joy M hit a recurring donation so that Karen can pay for her own opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yes! Thank you. Now I can think for myself.
How dare a couple that's been together over 20 years agree on so much shit? What is wrong with us?
What is wrong with us? Nigga, why am I with you then?
Sometimes we listen to each other and change our opinion. What? What the
Can you believe that?
Man, hold up. I forgot to turn the light on. Shantae B, recurring donator. Thank you, Shantae.
Thank you.
Appreciate you giving to our abusive relationship.
Apparently so.
Pamela A B, recurring donator. Thank you very much, Pamela. Believe she may be first time.
Thank you, sweetie.
Let's see if she keeps listening or if she stops after we stop being fun.
All right.
Chala Y.
That's definitely new.
That's brand new. Brand new recurring donation. Thank you, Chala. Hope you stick around.
Double A Wakanda, we thank you.
Double A Marketing. Appreciate you, Double A.
We do.
Michael H with the one-time donation. Thank you, Michael H.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, and we will continue to be squashing down on these men and letting them know what the real deal is. What's in 2016 deal?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, play me out, Kurt. Feeling so much better when you're feeling so much better when you're so much better when you look so much better when you smile. Kurt Franklin worked on that new Kanye.
I can't wait. I told you Jesus gonna be lit. I'm gonna be here for it.
I know.
I got them ties in my bag, swag. Yeah, I can't wait.
Everybody was talking about how problematic that album was. I was like, wait a minute, was y'all not expecting that Kanye to be problematic though?
what was they expecting? I don't know what this Kanye. What the hell were you expecting? It's Kanye talking about Kanye being Kanye. What the fuck is happening here? People forget Kanye is Kanye.
I only like his problematic music. I don't even think I like anything about him that's regular.
Nope. I like problematic Kanye. He make the best shit when he's problematic.
Well, we did get a couple 5-star reviews. Now Stitcher is down.
Stitcher down?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you go to Stitcher.com, it ain't popping up. Like, you not. And it's been down for like a day or some and some change.
Oh, okay. For, I'm going to tell you right now, y'all know, you know, we don't mind people living as fast as on Stitcher, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you have an Apple device, RSS Radio is the best, is one of the best alternatives for Apple. It's even better than the Apple Podcast itself. And with RSS Radio, you can use our regular feed and our premium feed. If you have any Android device, Podbean and Podcatcher are good alternatives for our podcast. If you're like, what the fuck, Stitcher is down and I don't really know what else to listen to, you can listen to those. They work on our regular feed and our premium feed. You can also use that for other podcasts that you listen to that also have password protected feeds too. I love Stitcher, but Stitcher have been having a lot of issues lately, so I've kind of been weaning off of Stitcher. Not that I want to, but because, you know, I'm a very avid podcast listener. As a lot of y'all know, I literally listen to hundreds of podcasts. Mm-hmm. So don't keep me from it. You can keep leaving us reviews even if you don't listen to Stitcher. But it's just one of those things. But Stitcher's become very problematic. So for those of you that's out there was like, fuck, I've been missing the show. And for people that's been listening to be like, well, Stitcher has been giving me problems with the skipping and all that stuff. I've heard it on Stitcher more than the other podcatchers. You know, they might be on other podcatchers. But a lot of it for my, you know, listening experience has been for Stitcher. So those are some alternatives for people to go, well, what the fuck, and I still want to listen.
By the way, RSS Radio is a great podcaster app, and many of these apps are great because they have podcast listening in mind. I think Stitcher sometimes can fail you. You know, obviously they've been having issues since they were bought by, I think it's Dozer or Doozer or something.
Ever since then, they have been, honestly, it's been downhill. It's like and the thing about it is that whenever you don't specialize in podcast listening, it's not your top priority. And that's the problem with that. The same thing with SoundCloud. I think people are saying that SoundCloud might be having problems and possibly could shut down because, you know, running out of money and shit like that. But SoundCloud is about music. Podcasting isn't its top priority. So, you know, they really don't care. So if you have anything on SoundCloud, you might want to consider moving it over. I'm just keeping it real because, hey, it might not be around too much longer according to the news.
Right. So it was kind of funny. Because I started listening to RSS Radio because my iPhone, my podcast app, started taking up data off my iPhone, and it would never go away. It just would say documents and data, and it was filled up with like 3-4 gigs of shit. And I'm like, hey man, why don't I have room on my phone? So I started using RSS Radio, and not only is it just better as an app, but it's podcast listening is in mind. Like, it has a little thing when you listen where you can hit this button, and the button actually says like skip the silent spaces when people are talking. Mm-hmm. So like, it saves you money, it saves you time as you're listening. Of course, there's, you know, like the podcast app, I think on the iTunes just has like one speed, then you can go to 1.5, then 2x like the speed of the dialogue. This one has like 1.1, 1.5, right. 1.0, you know, like, so it's a cool app, man, for people. And then you can delete your stuff and manage your storage right from the app, as opposed to iTunes, where you have to like really go into the settings and all this shit.
Right, which is a lot of, to me as a podcast listener, unnecessary work. We feel your pain, because like, and I swapped over, and they have a great suggestion too. So as you start kind of filling in, it'll give you a listing of other podcasts. So if you go, well, I like Stitcher because it constantly suggests other podcasts. It has a great algorithm which actually suggests other podcasts so you can start listening to. Also, so yeah, because we have some Apple devices and some like Android devices that we use, but for Apple, RSS Radio so far has been the best, especially if you want to go premium. I know that some of my fans use us, some of my fans use Nina, some of my fans use What's My 40 Acres, some of my fans use Sandy Check, and all these podcasts have premium podcasts, and you go, well, you can find podcast catchers and love them, but you go, well, but they don't use password protection. But these, you can pull them up, use your RSS feed and do that. So that way you can have everything on one app. Because I was using 2 and 3 apps, like one for our regular show and one for our premium show. But this way I can put them all in one app.
The other thing I like about the apps as well is they have like playlists on this one on RSS Radio. You can also... set it up to order like what, like download 3 of these per day and all the stuff. Now I'm not saying these other apps don't have it, but Stitcher's going down all the time. The iPhone app is really flaky, and when they change things it gets all messed up. The suggestion algorithm on RSS Radio for sure is dope. Like, it just looks at what you're already listening to, and typically, I mean, you won't be able to stop finding podcasts you're listening to.
You won't.
So anyway, I just thought I'd let y'all know, but y'all should check that out. Stitcher's down, so no 5-star reviews will be read from there. But we did get 2 5-star reviews on iTunes. Now, one of them is a bad 5-star review, but I want to read it anyway, because me and Karen read it this morning and were so tickled by it that I have to read it, because it's just so insanely stupid. The first one's from Thundercat21, who says, I love this podcast, 5 stars. I first heard Rod when he would call into the Morning Jones years ago. His comments were always thoughtful and funny. I listened to the podcast off and on for years, but since the holidays they have become something I must listen to daily. So I stopped mooching off Rod and Karen, became a premium member. Rod and Karen are funny, insightful, informative. I love both their perspectives on topics. What? We only got one perspective, of course. Oh, well, all right.
Yeah. So
it's gotten to the point where I hear news and think, I wonder what Karen thinks about that. Keep up the great work. This is my first review, but it won't be my last. I don't want Karen looking for me. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And I don't want to have to send her after you either.
I know. For those of you that left Stitcher reviews, hopefully it'll be back up, and we can hopefully read them next week if they're back up.
Now, one of the things that I always say every week on the show, I'm not, you know, I don't fuss and say I'm coming after y'all like Karen does, but you know, people that don't like the show never take a day off.
Ever. And sometimes a lot of people are like me. When you love something, you just love it. And so when you love it, you just assume that everybody knows you love it. And sometimes that's not true. Sometimes everybody don't know that you love a certain thing. So sometimes you have to be vocal, and sometimes even more vocal than other people, because when people hate shit, they let you know. They're very vocal. They're very loud, because they want everybody to know they don't like this shit. And sometimes you almost have to be the opposite when it comes to how much you love stuff. That's why I'm not ashamed to say I love Deadpool. I'm not ashamed to say I love all the 75 terrible-ass Transformers. I don't care. You know, it's one of those things where you have to have an I-don't-care attitude. No, sometimes that's very hard to do when you're the type of person who loves to be surrounded by happiness and love and just want to be around things that you enjoy. But the thing about it is that if you don't let these people know that you enjoy these things, sometimes people shut things down and take things away, and then you're sad because they don't know that you loved it and enjoyed it. So sometimes it only takes a few seconds, y'all. It really does. It's just one of those things where people that don't like us are very adamant. So we want our friends to really love us, to be just as adamant, because at the end of the day, the love will always outshine the hate.
Exactly. So yeah, you know, people that don't like you never take a day off, and they're more like your number one fans, because they want your attention, they troll you.
Right, they're your number one fans.
They, you know, tell you, I hate your podcast, I'm never listening again. Then 3 weeks later, they write you again, you know, keeping up with every episode.
Every single one of them.
So we got one that says 5 stars from Wow Bomani. So if we're crossing over into people that don't like Bomani not liking us, I feel like I'm in good company.
Yeah,
Bo was my nigga, and you know, I like, if you don't like him, cool. You don't, then you probably don't like me either, and that's absolutely fine.
Yes,
I'm fine with that.
Yes, sir.
Don't listen, it's bad. 5 stars.
Don't listen, it's bad. 5 stars.
You have gone too far. Woo! We don't went too far, Karen.
Clap back on them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit now.
I don't know what happened. We went too far at some point.
We crossed the line, so.
Gone are the days when Rod and Karen used to have fun. Oh, I remember those days.
We used to have a lot of fun, didn't we?
We used to have so much fun on the mic.
Yeah, so much fun in the LBC.
Oh, man, we just fell off.
I don't know what happened. What happened, baby?
You know what? I don't know. We just stopped having fun. We stopped making people laugh. People hate the show now.
Apparently so.
Present is the reality that a show whose motto was nothing's wrong. Nothing. First of all, a lot of you guys do this. The motto's not nothing wrong if it's funny. It's nothing's wrong. And it's nothing with an apostrophe, because it stands for nothing is. Many people get this wrong, even people who are fans of the show.
Shit, me, and I'm on the show.
People tank it all the time. It's not wrong if it's funny and shit like that. It's nothing's wrong if it's funny. Okay?
Y'all ain't alone, fans.
All right. So the motto whose show is nothing's wrong if it's funny is now an angry feminist machine. And by the way, he spelled feminist, feministist.
Oh.
Feminist, IST. So feministist. We a feministist machine, Karen.
Apparently so.
The angry feminist, that might be the title of the show. Angry feministist machine.
Yes!
Feministist.
Yes. We angry.
Ooh, I'm so angry. They have become so focused on standing up for women's rights, they have become angry in doing so. That's right. They have to pull the, y'all didn't used to stand up for women's rights. When was there ever a time on our show? There's never been a time when we were like, you know what? It's okay to hate women, guys.
What's wrong with you? Bitch, I'm a woman. Yes, we gonna stand up for fucking women's rights. What about that? Don't you understand? Half the show was a woman. So yes, we will continue to stand. And if I sound mad, bitch, I'm mad.
It's because you're angry.
Like I'm somebody.
It's because you're an angry feministist machine, Karen. That's what it is. You said you're not a feminist, but you never said you wasn't a feministist.
Apparently so.
They have become so right-wing feminist.
You said right-ring?
Right-ring feminist. Ooh. And this time he didn't spell it right either. Yo, what is it about Hotep as MRA type ashy dudes online? They can't spell feminist correctly. They either use the wrong, like, they mean to refer to multiple women that are feminists, and they don't put the S at the end. Yeah,
women and women, too. They tear that one up, too.
Or they're referring to one woman's opinion, and they put feminist with the S. Or, like, this is amazing. It's like they have something against it. They can't spell it.
Oh, no.
Anyway, they have become so right-wing feminist, spelled incorrectly. They spent a full hour defending Amber Rose and her homophobic tweets. Now, come on, those tweets weren't homophobic. You think a woman putting her finger in Kanye's ass makes him gay?
Apparently so.
Apparently, you're the homophobe. Mind you, these two hosts defend the LGBT community ad nauseum, and not ad nauseum, at nauseum, y'all. We going to nauseum!
Is it beside Narnia? Yeah.
It's in the same wardrobe.
The same wardrobe. You go to the left versus the right.
Nauseam, Tennessee. That's who we going. At nauseam. Unless it infringes on their, spelled incorrectly, T-H-I-E-R, feminist views. Now, he spelled feminist right that time, so I guess it to offset it, he had to spell something incorrect before it. Their feminist views. Or they claim to not be offended by appropriation of races when it comes to Beyonce, but spent an entire segment destroying a white lady for appropriating, spelled incorrectly, appropriating? Was she eating some cultures? For appropriating numerous cultures by dressing in their cultural garb. By the way, we did not spend a whole segment being angry at that white woman. What we said was it was stupid. She didn't need to do blackface to do that.
No, she did not.
And she already had the pictures, so she could have just took the pictures of the people and said,
the original people,
here are the people and their cultures, and describe them. So we were more saying it was redundant. I actually don't really understand the appropriation arguments, and I never get them. I always just kind of take people's word for it. It's just not a trigger for me. It's a trigger for other people, and I don't even try to tell them they're wrong about it.
Nope.
I literally don't understand it. It's not my place to tell them not to be mad any more than it's their place to tell me to be mad. I don't get mad about it, really, you know. But it's like porn, maybe, you know. Like when I see what's her name, Iggy Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Igloo Australia, when I see her do it, I don't get mad on the cultural level. I just think she's whack, and I wonder why people like her.
Right.
But a lot of people get mad, like, she's acting black, and I'm just like, yeah, I mean, that sucks too. Like, it's not, you know, I wouldn't defend it. I think that's obviously not how she normally acts, but, you know, I'm not with every cultural appropriation argument. I can't always understand it to that level. Sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't, and when I do get it, I rarely get mad. It's sad to see this couple become so angry. And you seem angry to me. When the topic of race is broached, I know the anger meter will explode. The act is tired. How such a positive show turns so militant, I'm not sure. Now this is at the point where this is probably a white person, right? Like a white dude at this point. Maybe our boy that used to write in, Conrad or somebody like that. Like, maybe it's like
the MRA dude.
Yeah, you know, because it's
like the MRA letter.
It's very angry against women. It's very angry against race. Like, you know, they're not having fun anymore. meanwhile, we've been consistent. Karen, this is to you. Okay. Can you please have a mind of your own, please? Karen is the wife of the host, Rod, and when a topic is brought up, Karen may begin to take the affirmative, but as soon as Rod, her husband, takes a negative stance, Karen immediately takes that stance as well, or vice versa.
No, honey, that's not true. You know, I think because we disagree a lot. Mm-hmm. But because we don't raise our voices and cuss each other out and call each other niggas, bitches, hoes, and sluts, people just think we just get along. But if you really listen, we don't agree on a lot of shit, y'all.
Yeah, I think we do agree on a lot of stuff. So right now, I disagree with you.
Right now, you disagree with me?
Yeah, we've been married for fucking ever. We've been together for 20 years. I mean, pretty much any married couple that's been together that long agrees on a lot of shit. I mean...
Right.
I've seen people that disagree with their co-host all the time and shit, and they don't really agree, and they continue to find a way to do the show somehow. I don't know how.
Yes, they do.
But, you know, if that's your dynamic, that's your dynamic. It's not the dynamic of our marriage, and I'm never gonna get on this mic and fake that for anybody. Also, I find it funny that the idea that we listen to each other, is a bad thing.
Right.
Like, you bring up a point, I disagree with it, or I vice versa, and this person's like, when this thing happened, this is terrible. It's like, oh yeah, I guess as a couple, we need to stop listening to each other and enjoying each other's statements. Sorry about that.
We do need to listen to each other. And I take that back. You know what? You're right. I'm not thinking on my own. I take this back, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, we do agree on a lot of things, but
thank you.
When I said that statement, I'm like, we disagree on some things, but because of the way it's presented, it doesn't really sound like arguing to people.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you still won't go to Chipotle. Mm-mm. I mean, that's why I know this person's full of shit. Cause I still, she still ain't got no Chipotle, y'all. She ate fish tacos from a hole in the wall, but she won't go to Chipotle. Mm-mm. We've had zero cases of E. coli in our city, but somehow she can't go. It seems as though she is scared of offending him and the consequences that might come with that. Now that is trying to, you know what that means. Trying to imply that I beat you or something.
Oh, he don't know how this relationship go. I beat him. What is we talking about?
Hold up. No, all jokes aside. That, how are we going to be the angry feminist machine, but then I also beat you? Right. Like, they just throwing anything at the wall to try to trigger a response is what trolls do. Is like, how can I get an angry response from them? I'll just say anything.
I just throw shit up against the wall.
Right. Yes. Cause I will beat you, Karen, if we disagree about something.
And I'll beat you if we disagree.
Right. You won't go to Chipotle. That's going to be a fight. A physical fight.
A physical altercation.
I had to stop listening. Don't want to continue to put my energy into a man who may have aggression issues and a couple who has become inconsistent and angry. Hey man, let me tell you something, Wild Bomani. You will not stop listening.
You'll be back next week, next year. You'll continue to listen. You'll troll us on social media. You'll troll us on other platforms. Yeah, we know. Yeah. You act like this is our first time. We've been doing this for a mighty long time, and it's a lot of people that's had issues with us for years, but you know what? They still press play. All 1,000-plus episodes, they still hang around. They still listen. They still hear. We know you're here because we see you. We might not say nothing to you, but we see you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like Beyonce said, best revenge is your paper. So y'all mad, but yeah. We're still doing just fine.
It must suck to be that upset. I mean, this is how angry this person was. Cause you on iTunes, you can click on a person's name and see what else they reviewed, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've never reviewed another podcast.
Yeah, we made them mad.
They have reviewed 3 other things. They reviewed Chess Free.
Not Chess Free. Is that an app? A game?
In May 9th, 2011, they reviewed Chess Free. Chess. The game.
I hope it was fun.
And the review was Chia, Chea, Chia, 3 exclamation points, 5 stars. Nothing like a game of chess to pass the time on a crowded subway.
Oh.
They also, in December 19th, 2012, so it took them about a year and a half to leave another review for something else. I call small business. It always works and it's free. I don't have to download any games or take deals to get minutes. Yes, it's only 5 minutes, but you can always call back. So this motherfucker be using this app to call for 5 minutes at a time. What is that conversation like?
I don't know.
You know, hey,
I don't know. Is that why?
It's me. Hold on, don't hang up. I gotta go. Oh, bye. I'll call you right back.
Does the number come up unlisted?
Right. probably. That's probably how they call and leave us voicemails. Mm-hmm. Yahoo Fantasy Football. It's cool. That's it. November 21st, 2013. That's all you can muster, but you gave it 5 stars. The app is serviceable. One plus it doesn't crash every second. Luke, the ESPN app, I think he meant like. And then they left us a review. Now that was November 21st, 2013. This motherfucker ain't logged back into their account to leave a review for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they only left it to talk bad about us. I feel honored.
Me too. And it's the most words.
It's the most words. Like, it's so complete. Like, the anger must have just been, mwah, mm. I eat it up. It's delicious. I drink your milkshake.
Yes.
When we get like this, sometimes I like to share it with the whole crew. You know, let everybody get some. You know what I'm saying? Like, why should we be the ones to get
all the fun,
to enjoy all the fun? You know, I feel like
fun, if your homies can't have none, it ain't no fun.
Yeah, I feel like everybody should get a chance to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, the fact that we got somebody so upset that they would write this rambling, incoherent, misspelled, nonsensical bullshit about the show. You know, these are the kind of things that I live for, you know, and it's one of the reasons that we podcast, you know, is these moments where it's just like, and this person is furious and we didn't do anything wrong. You know what I mean? So I put this in our Facebook group to let them get some, and I want to read some of their comments because okay. they funny too.
Oh yeah, they're very funny.
First, some music. Fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Oh yes, get some chat room. I see you, dog. All right, let's see who's up first. Our boy Sharif said angry.feminist.machine.
Yes.
And our girl Najayla said, new nickname for my vagina. Samantha said, got that 5-star rating though.
Yes.
Brittany said, wait, right wing feminist? Are there any feminists on the right wing? I don't think so. This troll can't even troll right. And then someone corrected us, said no, right ring feminist.
I was like, no, you got it right.
Feministist.
Right.
Adam said feministist. our boy Aaron said from Black Eyes Tonight says, are you dating all these people and we just don't know? LOL, they put their time in you. Laugh my ass off. Our girl Val says, does he not know the new 5-star rule? So he listens but doesn't listen right? Okay, what the heck is a right wing feminist? This guy's all confused. Our girl Charlotte says, right wing feminist? I guess that's possible. Angry? I don't mind anger if it's a natural emotion. Too many typos. Must be an angry typist. Aww. I think you mean a typistist. Watch your mouth when you're talking about Karen hashtag formation. And shoot, and furthermore, the Blackout Tips is the most fun podcast out here. Right? I mean, some of the stuff was patently false. Us not having fun is just, all you can do is laugh at it.
Right.
Chantel says, pretty sure they implied that you are beating Karen. And everybody said, yeah, we seen it. And I say, you know how angry feminists, that beats, gotta beat they walls? Break all them right ring molds. Clifton said the illiteracy is strong with this one.
Oh.
Brittany brought up yesterday's Balls Deep, which I would read, but Karen probably hadn't heard that yet, so we, no need for her to find out this early, guys. Okay.
What happened?
Nothing. Nothing happened.
I'm gonna read it anyway. You might as well read it.
Brittany says Rod wasn't even bold enough to eat Karen Girl Scout cookies yesterday, but he's going to beat her girl. What?
You can have them, my girl.
For the record, I wasn't going to eat Karen's Girl Scout cookies. I was trying to get Justin to eat them while she wasn't here because she gave away that cupcake last week, but Justin figured it out too early.
Justin was like, you ain't gonna get me in trouble.
He was smart. Janine says, these people are sad. Whose podcast is it again? Right. Brittany says, so we're all gonna go put 5-star reviews, right? I hope so, man. I hope if y'all haven't put one yet, y'all go put one, man, because
you're flooded with 5-star
reviews. It is like this, man, deserve to be brought, just washed away,
right?
This person said, I can't take this troll's criticism seriously when it's riddled with spelling and grammar mistakes. Yo, that is literally a crucial, like, it seems like it's just a necessity.
Part of the description.
Like, when people write these stupid ass 5-star reviews, they almost always are stupid people. We've had people write back to try to correct the spelling mistakes from it. I'm just like, for what? We already know you stupid. The jig's up. Spell check your shit.
Yeah, so angry they not spell checking.
Right. You're gonna die slow. Well, thanks to his 5-star review, he got the attention he wanted. The Blackout Tips gets to keep their high ratings, and there's no legislation forcing him to listen. LOL, win-win. I see you, Keisha. Someone put a picture up of Han Solo and Lando Calrissian and just said, he mad.
Yes, he is.
Did they say they aren't offended by appropriation, or did they say something more along the lines of they don't know where a clear cut line is between appropriation and appreciation? Yeah, that's what we said, Aubrey. But hey, you know, whatever. Someone said Rod has right wing feminist aggression issues. Who knew?
Yeah.
Oh, Juwan said that.
Who knew?
And a Keith said, I was thinking the same thing. What the hell? Aggression issues? Really? Josh says, this person's so mad. It's a damn shame. It doesn't seem they've listened long, because we've all heard the two of them disagree, as they are allowed to. And if they agree on topics, so what? They are married. They are bound to have some. Oh, hold on. Pop got to get some more. Hold on, Pop. No, take it back to that. Hit them up. There we go. They're allowed to. If they agree on topics, so what? They are married. They are bound to have some of the same ideals. It's been almost 20 years. 5-star rating, though. People got way too much time. This person was so butt hurt. It's embarrassing. So Brian says, right wing feminist, in the words of Crystal, words mean things.
Yes, they do.
They do mean things.
They mean a lot of things.
Oh man. People picked up on that. Catfish Jenkins, he picked up on that abuse accusation. Someone said, where the hell is nauseam, and when did Rod and Karen go there? Rihanna, she made a meme. Wow, Bomani's feministist right ring at nauseam. It's that dog. Someone put the picture of my girl. Are you pressed? Are you mad?
Yeah.
Get out your feelings, hoe. It's lit. This is one of the best parts of being in the Facebook group, is occasionally someone trolls us or says something stupid, and I just get to put them in there and watch everybody's responses, and we all have a good laugh. So, but the best part is I know they're gonna hear us talk about them, because that motherfucker ain't going nowhere. Don't listen, it's bad, bitch, you gonna be back.
Right. And the sad part about it, people that hate us actually pay more attention and listen more than people that love us.
Mm-hmm. Right ring feminist, y'all. You know how we. All right, let's get this angry feminist scene rolling.
Let's do it.
Talk about the people that left comments on the actual episodes throughout the week, which we always have. People that can leave comments on the episodes. You can vote in the polls. You can leave comments on your votes in the polls. Just go to the blackouttips.com on the front page. Typically, the latest like 10 to 20 episodes are right there on the front page. And if you want to leave commentary around those, feel free to do so. Gives us something to do. Now, the last one that we did before, you know what? The last one we did was actually the feedback episode before Formation dropped. So that was like that Saturday. Feedback episode. Then we went and got something to eat. Came, Formation was like, blah, ow, yeah, in your face.
That was
Formation was like everybody, that is before Formation and after Formation.
Girl, I know what I was doing before Formation.
Right. Everybody knows where they were.
You at?
1131, just say no to lattes was this episode. By the way, what happened was we recorded the episode earlier in the day, right? Mm-hmm. So we went out and ate and shit, and we came back. I was like, oh, I got to put the episode up. But the episode we put the episode up after Formation dropped, right? Mm-hmm. So I actually took Formation and embedded it into this episode. So people go to the website, they can watch the video.
Yes, and if you have certain apps, you could actually play it. So a lot of people, when you told them to stop and play it, they could actually play it.
Yeah, so, you know, it was kind of, I thought that was a cute cut touch. The poll for, we had no comments on this episode, but the poll was Formation. Slay, bitch, slay. Was everything, or yes. 20% of the people voted was everything. Formation was everything. 20% also voted yes. And of course, that means 59%, a hot 59% of y'all voted slay, bitch, slay. Soul Glow left a comment, the only comment she says, and it's all caps, so you know it's real. This bitch done it again. She got me out here looking like Myra after Gina gave her a perm with no neutralizer. I have laid mine edges on the hibachi table to be sliced, diced, and julienned by Chef Beyonce. I am slain in the spirit of Beyonce. Somebody better cover me with a modesty cloth because my dress is over my head and I'm in the middle of the church aisle. Yes, yes, yes. Let the church say yes. Couldn't say it better myself. Yep. Like, Beyonce, so her shit be so cold, I don't even pretend to not like it. Like, it was a period of time where I could just pretend or just ignore Beyonce shit, where I could just be like, yeah, well, I'm a dude, and it's not like I'm gonna be listening to this shit by myself in my car. So, you know, that's for women, and women play that music. Nice. And then at some point she just made that leap to where I'm like, how do I know all the words to this album? Like,
I'm trying to tell you,
it was just in me.
I'm surprised you lasted as long as you did, because I think B-Day, Roger got me B-Day. I don't even think he liked that album, but he got me B-Day. And when I tell you, for a hot 6-7 months, I would be down in the kitchen, and that's all, every day, all you were here playing. It's me bobbing in the kitchen to beat Davey.
Mm-hmm.
I know, he was like, if she don't turn this shit off, I listen was like, that I feminist, don't care.
Listen to that feministist music. So we had episode 1132, Formation, which just very fortuitously, we had Reggie from What's the Tea on there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
who is the Beyonce stan? Like me, Pop, yeah. To be high.
It's like they already knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, you know, we had already had Reggie scheduled prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
And well, we had Reggie and Nick G, but you know, the real star had to go do great things, so mm-hmm. You know,
well, she'll be on the show tomorrow.
Okay, so Reggie took the time out to come and join us, so tomorrow we have the real star of the show. She'll come and join us tomorrow. She carved time out of her busy schedule for us.
Well, we got comments. Che said, this shit is so black, it's blue black. DJ TMK says, now I don't feel bad for carrying hot sauce everywhere with my white Bama ass. I left the bottle in my in-law's fridge so that I could eat over there. Much love to the Gulf Coast. Rod, I'm with you on the Childish Gambino front. I feel like something must be wrong with someone who doesn't love Gambino. Oh yeah, I do love me some Childish Gambino, man. Too. And he been so quiet for so long, I know he about to drop some flames.
You know he is. I can't wait till his show come out too.
Like, I don't even think we got a mixtape since like sober and shit. Like, I don't know, man. I'm anticipating some fire, y'all.
It's been quiet all the Western Front, boy. Definitely, you know, gonna be hot fire.
And if you don't like them, that's cool, just keep it to yourself. I don't want to hear about it.
Ain't that the truth?
I hate when people hit me up like, I don't really like him, and I just thought we should discuss. For what, nigga?
No.
I'm jamming. What are we, what's to talk about is music, not, you know what I mean?
Right.
Writer Chick says, I just want to thank the beautiful people at the Blackout Tips for providing the link to the Formation video. This chick in my job just said she liked the message in the video but didn't agree with all the abomination that was going on, in her opinion, that a bitch didn't ask for. It was a mixed message. My reply to her fucked up opinion was to play the video. I played it over and over and over. My petty ass minimized the screen and put the volume just low enough where you could only hear it if you were to come over to my desk, which she has to do regularly. Thanks again for making my day an easier one.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yeah, I got Tidal, man. So I just went right to Tidal and was playing that video from there, and you know, listening to the song, you know. So you know, I've been opening up Tidal all week. Like, let me get this play on. Get
me
this play
too.
On.
That shit been on goddamn repeat.
Ashton RG says, I'm from third ward, Calliope of New Orleans, and I've never had such great representation for my black and Creole ass. Not just the lyrics, but the imagery made me feel at home. Not a lot of people get the goth Creole swag, but she pulled it off perfectly. I can't believe she took the time to shoot that dancing scene in the abandoned shopping mall where I bought my first black ass J's. I've had No Limit, Cash Money, UNLV, bounce music, and it took Beyonce to get my whole damn life in order. I love this episode. Well, thanks, Ashton RG.
Thank you, sweet.
EVE says, I love the shit out of this video. I knew all the lyrics by the time I went to bed that night. I was singing it the next day, had my baby girl singing that she slays. My husband has been giving us side eye, but I just continue to twirl on that hater, albino alligators. Ah! And HC says, people still coming for Jay and B for not being woke. Any hands? Yeah, because people, you know, but you know what, people will continue, because I saw people saying like, well, she's still a capitalist, and I was like, who are the musicians that aren't, that had this, you know what I mean, that
right,
that had this kind of reach? Who are these people? Like, why do we have to raise the bar whenever it's Beyonce to a level where we know no one can attain, just so we can shit on her? Come on, I'm like, I didn't know that was even a fucking category of when we couldn't like or dislike music, or what we judge an artist's message for their music by is, well, that person still has, they still make money doing music. Oh, well, yeah. Damn, they don't barter for the fucking mansion. I didn't know that.
It's a lot of people speaking conscious that is broke as fuck. So what are we talking about here?
Yeah, man, I swear, man, people don't understand it, because I think it's subconscious in all of us. And it's like indoctrinated white supremacy. We haven't grasped it yet, but anybody that loves or speaks on black shit has to be punished. And we all do it. Black people do it to each other.
Yes, they do.
White people do it, of course. You know what I mean? But black people, I've seen black people do it to each other. It's like, oh, you trying to be something now with this shit? Oh, no. See, that's where you fucked up. You know, so it is what it is, man. I'm sure Beyonce and everybody that is in that position is just used to it. But, you know, it's like you have to be, it's like when you look at the activists and stuff, you know, DeRay, Netta, and all these people that, you know, the people from the organization Black Lives Matter and stuff. Mm-hmm. So many people question their motives. So many people accuse them of doing the wrong thing, and they're trying to get money. They're self-promoting. There's always some other agenda. They're agent. They're COINTELPRO. Like, it's always some other agenda. It can never be that they really just love black people. It's like society has made us so distrustful, because it's like, why would you love blackness? Why would you love being black? Why would you want to change things for the better for black people? Unless there was some type of ulterior motive, and
unless it's gonna benefit you, and if it does
benefit you, that's bad. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So we've decided so that, let's say you're an activist, and you know, like with DeRay, he's running for office now.
Mm-hmm.
If he wins that, or even just by the fact that he's running, a lot of people are gonna be like, "Yo, fuck him now," because you know this is a benefit as far as they're concerned. Like, oh, he just did this so he could be the mayor one day, and that's what it's really about. He don't love black people no more. Or, you know what I mean? Netta gets the cover, and I saw people coming at her being on the cover of Essence. Like, oh, you know, here we go with the bullshit. This is what you really about. And it's like, you ain't get out there and take no gas to the face.
Come on now.
You know, John Lewis doesn't support Bernie. Endorses Hillary. All of a sudden, people calling him a sellout. You know, like, if you stand up for blackness at some point, it don't take long. People going to discredit you or whatever. And I think, similarly, without Beyonce being an activist, with her just being, you know, speaking to this, people raise the bar to, this is what's wrong with you. You're a capitalist. You know, you still had black women in the video. This is what's wrong with your sexism and shit. Like, it was amazing to see some of the responses from it, but I don't give a fuck. I run that shit back for the thousandth time.
Me too.
Songs of Jamie.
Yep.
Yeah. My two favorite things about Beyonce, number one, is how she reduces otherwise articulate women to screaming incoherently and calling each other bitch. It's fun to watch black women party like that. Yes. I saw one of the tweets going around was a text message between two black women, and it was just like, bitch, you see this Beyonce, bitch. And like, it was so funny.
I didn't see that, but I bet you it was hilarious.
It was so funny. It's like, my edges, girl, I wasn't ready. Like, it was just like a bunch of that. It was so good. I was with a friend when she watched the video for the first time. For 15 minutes, we just sat there in tears, muttering to nobody in particular, I'm bald. Being blue, Ivy snatched out my edges. The loudest screams at the Super Bowl party I was at was when the tour announcement came up. It was well worth never ever getting a black performer at the Super Bowl halftime again. Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah, and you know, and I bet you everybody was like, okay, a great Beyonce, but after it ended, and like right before the connection commercial break, it was like, I'll be going on tour. Yep. I bet you women probably squeal and squeal. I bet you dude was like, shit, I'm about to get some money ready. Cause I know she gonna won't go.
Yeah, I actually saw, where, Nina Perez, mm-hmm. She literally said the only way that this could, to end this performance is to announce a tour, and 5 seconds later, bam, Beyonce going on tour.
She loves so much.
Yeah, you know she loves some Beyonce too.
Yes.
Second fave, Beyonce's country ass accent. For years, people came at her for everything from not being socially aware to trying to look white, but that accent has been there from day one. So I enjoyed that video, that it was unapologetically black and country. Mm-hmm. How many times did you watch Formation? This is the poll for the episode. None. Once. Too many to count, and I'm still watching it right now. 9%? None. They have not seen the video Formation. And I saw a few people holding out and stuff, and that's cool. I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. You know, if it ain't your thing, it ain't your thing.
Right.
21% watched it one time.
You 28%. You got self-control.
Yep. 28%. Too many to count, and 42% are still watching it right now.
I'm in that 42%.
Writer Chick 4 says, I love when Reggie is on the show. He and Karen had the most contagious laugh. I'm just saying, says, this episode, I have been listening to this song over and over. There are a few things I realized. One, I love cornbread and collard greens, and those greens better be swimming in fatback. If you don't like collard greens, you must also hate rainbows and sunshine.
Oh.
Two, I love that she repeats the first verse just in case you didn't hear about the hot sauce. Has anyone noticed that Beyonce has basically said forget regular song structure a while ago? I appreciate that. Drunken right. Love, Rocket, 7-Eleven don't have the typical verse, chorus, verse structure. Yeah, neither did the Flawless remix. Nope. Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, fuck it, I'm gonna make what I wanna make.
Mm-hmm. Verse structure. And neither does this song. It makes things more interesting. It's pop. It is hip hop. It is pop. Does it matter that much when it's this black? Shoulder shrug. Three, I really love the New Orleans accent. Number four, apparently white people are just learning that to be visible and black and female is automatically political in a society where you are a minority. Everything Beyonce has done has been political. Her simply living and interacting with her friends is a political statement. Beyonce loving herself is revolutionary. To be angry about Beyonce delivering a direct political statement now just shows how utterly in denial some people were. Half of our day as black people is spent making others feel comfortable.
Right.
Or at least it was in the past. I'm happy that many don't prescribe to that anymore. And I'm glad that Beyonce is joining the crowd. I'm here for it. You know what's funny? I saw pictures going way back. Beyonce being woke, though. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I think people, she wasn't necessarily proliferated in her art, and it definitely wasn't in a video like this.
Right.
So this was like the open season on it. But, you know, I've seen her the Black Power Fest, of course, you know, that song where, well, she sang, what the fuck was the song? Everybody got mad because it was a song from Glory, and she wanted to sing it. Everybody's like, should let so and so sing it. Well, like,
so, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, she's never really run from race. Like, we don't have any new black quotes from Beyonce or race doesn't matter or any of that shit. It just seems like she's never put it into her art like that. And I think black women have always appreciated and loved. Well, not all, obviously, but many black women have always appreciated and loved just the fact that she was unapologetically herself, and part of her being herself was being black.
Right.
was the last audio sample in the video when the cop car was being submerged in the water an actual audio clip of the levees breaking during Hurricane Katrina? Wow, I'm in my feelings about that. So many black people have been prematurely displaced. It's just sad. And Sugar Bay says, I have it on repeat as I search for Formation concert tickets. Excuse me while I check on eBay to see if anyone's interested in buying my brother for the price of B silver package tickets. I like that she said she can't get gold with her brother. She's like, let's be reasonable.
So, yeah, you ain't going.
He's just a child. 11:33, Beyonce won the Super Bowl. Was that episode? Where we talked more about the fallout from, you know, Beyonce Gate. Mm-hmm. And everything and all the disappointment from Super Bowl 50. Mm-hmm. EVE says, I love how Beyonce's formation formed an ocean of white tears this week. Slay.
Yeah, it did.
Anonymous says, first of all, Stacey Dash, keep Hamilton out your mouth. Yeah, because Stacey Dash said that black people need to stop. She's happy that a white man was cast to play Michael Jackson, and black people need to start getting more roles for people, for white roles or some shit like that. But she didn't say it. She said, like, and hopefully it'll start. Like, shut up. Hamilton is my and pretty much every theater geek's latest musical theater obsession. It tells the story of one of our founding fathers through rap. Its creator wanted to tell the story of America then, but have it look like America now. All the actors playing these historical figures are portrayed by people of color. She used this as a reason as to why it's okay for Joseph Fiennes to play Michael Jackson. In general, my rule of thumb is, if the race of the character provides major motivation for their psyche or actions, then an actor of that race, or at the very least, another person of color, if that applies, should play them. With real people, I find there's a gray area. But the beautiful thing about theater, as opposed to other artistic mediums, is the audience comes in willing to suspend disbelief. That's why theater has always been ahead of the diversity curve. MJ is on record saying he is a proud black man. Now, if there's a record of Alexander Hamilton and them saying they were proud white men, then okay. I'm sure there's been other backlash surrounding the colorblind casting of Hamilton, but I'm Helen Keller to Stacey's BS. You know what, man? I don't even think you have to justify it that way about, like, these rules of when it can and cannot happen. I just feel like with Hamilton, if the vision of that artist was to put people of color, who had talents that he was looking for in those roles, then that's just what it was. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they're trying to actually make a legitimate serious biography or whatever. You know, it's a musical. You know, I can understand, and that's part of the musical and part of the fun is changing everybody, you know, everyone's race and stuff based on this idea that, hey, you need to be able to rap and have these certain skills and shit. Maybe everybody can't do that. The other thing is, when it happens the other way, it's not like anyone's stopping these people.
Come on now.
So, like, that's why I don't even think you need rules. People going to continue to do it. So you might, so it's either like, don't go see it or whatever. But for the most part, these things suck when they do this. Like, you know, when you see the trailer for Gods of Egypt, there's no part of you that's like, got to see that. You know, most of the time this shit sucks. You know, when you see Noah with no black people in it, or you see Exodus with no black people in it, it's just, you know, to me, I just laugh at it because it's so ridiculous. You know, I can't take it serious. But yes, I don't even think you need a real defense about it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you know, I understand you being your frustration. I just, you know, I think most people with common sense can look at Hamilton and see why that is the way it is and why that's fun. And they can look at a white man being cast as Michael Jackson and go, that seems wrong. Were you upset by Cam's press conference behavior? Yes, it bothered me. No, it didn't bother me, and I didn't see it. Yes, it bothered me. 0% of people that listen to our show were bothered by Cam's press conference behavior. 66 said they weren't bothered by it, and 34% didn't even see the press conference. Yeah, I wouldn't even have seen it if not for people being upset about it. We talked about this on Balls Deep yesterday. I didn't know the post-game loser press conference was even a fucking thing that people got upset about.
Me either.
My whole life, press conferences have gone into one of two categories. funny or we don't care.
Right.
Those are the only kind of, like, it's, I've never had the other experience. We either laugh at the shit and we party on, you play to win the game.
Practice.
Yeah.
Do we talk about practice?
Right. Or, you know, like, playoffs. Like those, right. Like, you either laugh at them. I've never seen
them. They all who we thought they were.
Right. I've never seen the example where we just go, remember how Tom Brady only gave one word answers? Shameful. We don't, I've never had a discussion like that. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing was that it will pass over. And I feel like for the most part it has.
Right.
Cam ain't apologizing and don't nobody really care.
Right.
Writer Chick 4 says, I didn't see the press conference where Cam left early, but when I heard about it, I wasn't surprised. I think after such a high intensity game, they should have give the players time before they interview them. I've never played professional sports and the Panthers aren't even my team, but as an official Bronco hater, I was so mad that they won. I can only imagine how Cam felt. I just didn't know it was a thing. Like, I didn't even know Peyton Manning walked off the field without shaking hands when he lost before until this week.
Because
I didn't give a fuck when it happened. It's like,
and
what that got to...
And most people don't give a fuck. And the only reason why they gave a fuck is because it was Cam. Mm. Everything about him has been, in my opinion, blown out of proportion. He does the same shit everybody else does, but all of a sudden it's magnified.
Yeah, I didn't even get it. Kyle says, I've never seen people this mad at a press conference before. Cam isn't even the first athlete to walk out of one. Yo, another coach walked out in the NHL this week.
Crickets.
I didn't give a fuck. And I'm surprised. Well, and nobody else did either, though.
Right.
You're right. It's because it's
race
Cam.
Race matters. Like, Cam did nothing out of the ordinary that nobody else has done before.
Well, I will say this. It's not just race with him. It is definitely partially... he was having such a good time winning, and people that hate him for whether it's for race or other reasons,
right,
couldn't wait to see him lose,
right,
and he didn't give them the satisfaction of pleasing them, right. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't gracious enough with it. He didn't placate them enough.
And he didn't apologize,
right? And so that's what that came out to. And now while race absolutely has something to do with it,
mm-hmm.
I just don't think that. I just think it went beyond that level, even to this other level of like, you were dabbing, you was dancing, you were smiling, now stop, you know, now do things my way, conform. And he's just like, no. And the most elite level athletes fucking hate losing. That's why they're elite. The Swords fans calling him a sore loser were probably less gracious in defeat when he beat their teams. Yeah, I just know the people that were complaining about his behavior were mostly jerks on Facebook and Twitter, so. Anime Sparkster says, if Beyonce makes popular music, she's shallow and conforming to mainstream standards. If she does music and performances with messages, she's a racist black supremacist. If she's overtly sexual, she's an anti-feminist and setting women back. If she shows up with Blue Ivy in tow, she's a terrible mother. Who knows she's wrong for bringing that baby out with her head looking like that? They say she doesn't give back, but when she does, she's doing it for attention. Translation, Beyonce is doing life right, and I wish I had 1/1000th of the attention she had, but I'm too bitter and lazy to work on my own crafts and talents, so I'll just bitch him on.
Right.
Yep. What's funny is they never even gonna have 1/1000th, mm-hmm. even if they worked on it. But yeah, I love her, man. And apparently she loves her baby's fro with baby hair and afro.
Mm-hmm. The same baby that they was picking on about how the baby was looking crazy.
Yep. Episode 1134, If I Offend Anybody, That's Cool. Was it? We talked about Cam Newton and when he decided he wasn't apologizing, mm-hmm. which I loved. Got some comments. People wrote a lot for this one.
To say about Cam.
Bamel 73 says, my initial reaction to Cam's press conference was that he didn't do his job the way people expected him to do it at that moment, and people are making way too much of a big deal about it. I should not have been surprised that the media would question his leadership over that small detail. We expect athletes to show emotion, the standard response to questions on the loss. The other team just wanted it more. The Negro shows emotion all season, wants it more all season. Then when he has the inevitable depressed, down and out emotional response, he gets dragged for it. Yeah, what's funny is before that, he did give them the answers to the questions.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nothing left to say.
Mm-mm.
The reaction to Beyonce's new video is telling. It never ceases to amaze me how incensed white America gets at expressions of unapologetic blackness. This seems to be a symptom of a feeling of ownership over American black American bodies. If people with Chinese heritage or like me, Jamaican heritage, express pride in aspects of our heritage, well, that's commendable because it's not really American culture, so it doesn't have to involve white America, and they can look on and enjoy from afar and revel in its exoticness. The thinking is that white culture is the authentic default American culture, and black American culture is a pathologically lesser version of that, and black Americans' goals in life is or should be to shed that culture. Unless they plan to deploy it purely for the entertainment of white America, then when someone comes along expressing their blackity black Americanness with pride and without inviting white America to participate, they evoke this apoplectic reaction. This is the flip side of what made Dave Chappelle so uncomfortable. He was unsure whether white people were laughing at their own bigotry or laughing at blackness. Beyonce wasn't inviting whiteness into the party. She wasn't explaining anything or asking permission and wasn't striving to be culturally white, and it was unnerving. The response is, your success depends on you wanting to be like us, not on you celebrating this black shit and wanting the fair treatment and shit. The fact is, black culture in the diaspora is all of its, in all of its beauty, is born of pain. Every beautiful thing about blackness has its roots in oppression, no matter how far removed. It's too close to home. It forces the uncomfortable acknowledgments that their ancestors oppressed our ancestors, the acknowledgement that a separate black culture exists because of white privilege and exclusion. We have to say we love our hair because this society says your hair is better than my hair. We have to say we love our nostrils because this society says your pinched angular nose is better than my sprawling wide nose. They don't have to say that shit, so when we say these things loud and proud just to get through the day, their perspective is, why does it always have to be about race with you people? Can't you just make me whip Nene or something fun? Sorry for the long comment, folks. I do have one complaint of the song, and that is that I'm allergic to shellfish. So, well, there's other things than Red Lobster.
Yeah, cheddar baby biscuits.
Yeah. EVE says, at first I thought Cam shot himself in the foot for walking out in the middle of an interview, but then I thought about it. People who have a problem with him would have took an issue with him no matter how he acted.
Right.
There are still think pieces on how he's not a leader, how he's not mature, how he's not that smart. Those are the same people who were waiting for some foul shit to say about him anyway. Mm-hmm. Fuck those haters. The one thing I really kept my fingers crossed about was that he wouldn't apologize. And he didn't let me down. I'm so glad Cam didn't apologize because it pissed the haters off. I'm tired of racists treating black people as less than human because we have fucking feelings. Way to go, Cam. Keep dabbing on them haters. As for the Owen Benjamin mess. Oh, we talked about that this episode? By the way, there was an update to that. If you listen to the live Balls Deep yesterday, which I made open for everybody, you can get the whole story behind that.
Okay, on Spreecast.
Yes, okay. It's fun. And regular pregame listeners, it'll be out in a couple weeks. As for the Owen Benjamin mess, I followed that exchange on Twitter. Even saw his tweets before he deleted them. I've never heard of him. Well, that you're in good company. Honestly, I'd never heard of Sullivan and Sons either, as TBS isn't a channel I usually watch. I had to Google him, and this guy's irrelevant as fuck. I even watched a lame-ass clip of his comedy on YouTube. Yawn. I haven't seen anyone so unfunny since Dane Cook. This dude obviously isn't used to people calling him out on his shit, and I'm glad you let him have it. Funny how he calls Beyonce a cunt, deletes the tweet, and then plays the victim. A racist's worst enemy is technology, because screenshots are a thing and we come with receipts now. Fuck him and his two lame ass followers. I gotta be honest. Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, the screenshots are forever. Mm-hmm. So he can say what he wants to. And I saw someone finally wrote an article about it. Not finally, but the Mary Sue wrote an article about it and just went exactly through why he was fucked up and where he fucked up. And shout out to them. Appreciate that. Cause it ain't hard to understand. Cause he did a podcast. He has a podcast. It's called Why Aren't They Laughing or something, which, you know, is very appropriately named. And he had an episode where he had two black men call in to educate him about the Black Panthers and how wrong he was. But, you know, he continued to be just a coward. He didn't own up to what he said that started. He tried to make it sound like, well, people just got mad because I said the KKK was like the Black Panthers, and that's really where everybody got upset. And it's like, No. You called Beyonce a cunt.
Right.
You said to boycott her music. You said her husband, her and her husband were causing the, economic pay wage gap. It was like, you said some fucked up, stupid things. You don't want to own up to them. You just want to say, I shouldn't have said KKK. I should have said the IRA. And that would have fixed everything. No, the fuck it wouldn't. And the fact that you deleted those tweets and then lied when people said, well, why'd you call her a cunt, man? I didn't do that. Well, here's a fucking picture of you doing it. Well, I'm just not going to respond. Block. Okay. You don't want to own up to it. And he invited me on his podcast. It's like, I would never come on a podcast with a fucking liar. You know, like, you got to have some integrity to deal with a boss like me, man. I'm not wasting my time with this bullshit. What kind of shit is that? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's like the trying to swim across the river with the scorpion on your back, parable. Where it's like, oh yeah, why'd you sting me halfway through? Cause I'm a fucking scorpion, dumbass.
That's what I do.
But we'll both drown. I know. I'm a scorpion. Have you met me? Yeah, I'm not going on a liar's podcast. You can edit the audio or some shit or lie or try to, nah, man. And shame on that first brother that went on there and was trying to make him feel better and shit. And by the end, he was saying that Stacey Dash and GOP black chick make more sense than the Black Lives Matter people now. I'm like, oh, of course that would be the first kind of brother that would want to hop on the show like that.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Of course. And the second dude, Ali, he was dope. He was dope all the way through, but... this is the reason I didn't want to go. Even he had to kind of appease to this dude wanting to be a victim. You have to, even as you're fighting him on it, you have to kind of concede like, yeah, the internet is terrible and Twitter's a bad place. And it's like, no, it's not. It's really not. Everybody else found a way to navigate it. You had to go call her a cunt and then didn't want any backlash, right?
Right.
Anyway, I'm a funny motherfucker. I gotta be honest, I didn't think Ghostface went as hard on Skrelly as I thought he would. I think he went harder on Action Bronson, but then again, he didn't have the old R&B music playing in the background in this one. Yeah, I didn't mind Ghostface's response, but I don't know. It was just okay. You know what I'm saying? But he was trying to sell shit and all that stuff, and he was playing it for laughs with the graphics and stuff. I mean, it was funny.
It was.
But I mean, and honestly, I didn't want him to do the same thing that he did to Action Bronson. That shit got kind of uncomfortable. Like, I hope he don't really see these people in the streets and do something to them.
Right.
AJ the engineer says, I just want to say how sorry I feel for all the ashy people out there who don't like black women.
Come on now.
I noticed and loved how there were no white people except for the cops in the formation video, all the natural hair flowing around. As I watched the video, I already knew a bunch of ashy Negroes would flood the internet with their think pieces, and I was prepared to ignore them. What I was really surprised about was the amount of black women who had dissenting arguments about the video. I saw a bunch of, I know y'all won't agree with me, but here's my thoughts on Beyonce type posts. And of course, the people saying how Beyonce is just now getting into the activist movement. Excuse me. Since I listened to this show, I already had the receipts and could see between the lines. Some of y'all just don't like Beyonce, and that's right. Cool, but nobody asked you.
Come on.
I laughed out loud at some black women on my timeline that would make a negative remark about the video, and dozens of other black women were just in their timeline telling them how wrong they are. I understand if you don't like the cinematography or something, but all the complaints I saw were due to people obviously not watching the entire video or simply not understanding. I also saw people arguing over the meaning of the lyrics, especially when Bey said, I slay. She's only talking about herself. Nah, son. Yeah, well, she says we slay, too. She said, I slay, I slay, I slay. We gonna slay, we slay. Mm-hmm. Look, man, people don't like Beyonce.
Nope.
Not everybody. Obviously, most people probably do. But there's some people that don't like Beyonce. And then part of this, people in general, if you can't create something, you can get the attention from it. And this, everybody, Right. Everybody participates in this. Okay. There's nobody's hands are clean on this. Whether it's us reviewing The Walking Dead, whether it's, people that do music podcasts, whether it's people that write reviews for music, right. Whether it's people just on Twitter giving their thoughts about Kanye and his fashion show. We didn't create any of that, but we want to get our opinion out there on it.
Right.
If you have a contrary opinion, if you have a contrary angle, you get more attention.
Yeah.
For good and bad. And you have a lot of people that turn themselves into the victim when that happens, right? Like, you know, I just think Beyonce is whack. And then all of a sudden people are like, I disagree. And it's like, wow, the internet is so bad. You know, Beyonce is a cunt. Oh, everybody's so bad on the internet. You know, it's really the fault of this medium, Twitter. That just people can't understand what I'm getting at here. You know, like, it's that kind of shit where you're like, oh, you just gave your dissenting opinion because you want this engagement.
Right, but when it's not the engagement that you think it is, it becomes a problem.
I actually, Karen, I think part of what they want also is that, look at you guys being upset by the thing I said. Typical.
Yeah,
part of it, yeah. Too. That's part of the, you know, I said this thing and you don't like it, and then y'all disagree with me and I'm the real victim and everything's about me now, because the whole point is, how do I get the spotlight shine from what you guys were enjoying to me? And that's right. One of the ways to do it.
Right.
Now contrast this with Cam. I want to get a shirt that says your or anybody else's expectations will never exceed mine. That boy is so good. I was happy to see Cam and Beyonce respond to the criticism, because it's something that only some of us black people understand. It does not matter how humble you are, or how non-offensive you are with your commentary. If people don't like you, they still won't like you. You may as well be yourself. It was upsetting this week to see some black people jump on the Cam is cocky train, like racism was going to end after the Super Bowl, depending on his performance. I've noticed that in my conversations with my white friends, I end up repeating myself simply to keep them comfortable. What the fuck is that? I know our history, I know American history, and I understand context. The discussions I've been having with my friends, black and white, usually boil down to me having to explain things that are easily Googled. I'm tired and sick of explaining why somebody's opinion is uneducated and wrong. Yeah, somebody goes, the Black Panthers are the KKK, at that point, it's not on me. Especially when especially when that person is starting their conversation with, you guys need to Google. Bitch.
Right, and then your facts are wrong?
Right.
Don't come over here to me.
Come on my show and educate me. No.
You obviously don't know your history. What the fuck are we talking about?
Big bang take little bang, motherfucker. I can't waste any more time in 2016 doing that. It's time for the clapback. I really appreciate Cam and Beyonce's wokeness and this podcast for not catering to white people. Side note, I can't wait for the latest pregame to go up. That roast to Owen was good. Peace, y'all. It was good.
I had to go back and listen to the show.
Woo! It was good. I was mad. I was mad.
Yeah, that shit get old.
Oh, man. Because he had some people yesterday. I can't remember the dudes. That's how unfunny these motherfuckers are. I can't even keep up with the names. Yeah, some dude talking shit and talking about, why didn't you just go podcast? It was like his friend who's also a comedian. And it was crazy. I'm like, to have so many gigs, you sure do have a lot of time to be in my mentions.
Come on now, instead of booking your gigs.
Right. Like, he had all these examples for what we needed to do and why nobody could say that dude was fucked up, but then he didn't have no answer for why he didn't say shit when Buddy called Beyonce a cunt, why he didn't confront him about that shit.
Cause that shit don't matter. Yeah.
I was like, where's his integrity? Oh, now you don't want to talk. And then someone sent me a link to something he wrote that turned out to be kind of racist or something. So whatever. Did you like Cam's comments on his press conference behavior? 95% of y'all did. 5% of y'all didn't. That's fine. If he offended y'all, that's cool.
That's why that was the title.
episode 1135. Let's get greedy.
I had a good time with him. I love them women.
We had Danielle and Nikki on from Let's Get Greedy. I hope you guys went on YouTube and binge that. It's worth it.
It is.
Cabadonna says, throw no shade on Jay Riggins, sir. Rod, I loved that damn store. First of all, I wasn't throwing shade. I wore Jay Riggins. So me and you in the same boat. I didn't understand why people thought my shit wasn't tight. That's all I'm saying. Because I'm like, this shit only costs like $10 less than the Hill figure. Why you got hate on mine?
Right.
I love that damn store. Didn't realize it was the broke dudes Brooks Brothers in high school, nor did I care. I look forward to back to school and Easter Sunday shopping because I knew I was going to be studying in my J. Riggins gear. I blew my first paycheck at buying long sleeve paisley polo shirts and khakis at J. Riggins, along with X-Men comics and Sega Genesis games. I still got a tie from J. Riggins. It's 25 years, but it still fly. I love that damn tie. Rest in peace to the hoods of J. Crew.
Yeah, that store's been for a long time.
Yeah, to the hoods, J. Crew. Yeah, man. J. Riggins was my shit, man. I'd be like, man, let me stop in this J. Riggins. My boy's like, you don't want to go to Hilfiger? I'm like, nope. Can't afford that. I'm going to get these comic books and Hilfiger.
Yeah, I can't have both.
AJ the engineer says, this is a great episode. I had seen the post of Let's Get Greedy in the Facebook group, but hadn't checked them out yet. Obviously, I'm missing out on a good thing. I was laughing at y'all's story about the burrito restaurant. As Rod described that place, I was saying to myself, please nobody order fish from there. And sure enough, Karen had to be fancy. We love you, Karen. No need to live life on the edge.
I'm coming back off the edge, I promise. No yep. more edges for me.
We'll be going back to Chipotle after this.
Mm-mm.
Tanya W42 says, great episode. Love the Let's Get Greedy ladies, but don't come for Karen's cooking. Her sriracha chicken recipe is one of my staples. So good.
It is good. Yeah, she hit me up on Twitter and asked me about it. Yeah, I love that. Sriracha chicken. Oh, it's very good.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because... Danielle and Nikki, you know, they get in there and mix it up right away.
Yes.
And she was just like, well, Karen, you learn how to cook. I was like, shut up now. Wait a goddamn minute, Darnell. You couldn't let that stand.
Like, I might not be no 10-star top chef, but I can do a little bit of burning in the kitchen.
Eating at Chipotle, ordering fish tacos from a hole in the wall place was the poll. Eating at Chipotle came in at 45%. Which means lost tacos from a hole in the wall place 55%.
I lost by 10%.
Yeah. Now why didn't Wild Bo Monty write in about that disagreement?
right. Well, where you at?
Even E says, I voted for eating fish tacos because I had Chipotle for the second week in a row and I'm still alive. Mm-hmm.
Good for you, baby.
Shout out to E. Cause we can't live life in fear. You know what I'm saying, Evie? Evie know what I'm talking about. We had one voicemail. Let me see if I can play it.
Hey, Rod and Karen. This is not Tina. It's Nick Ju.
Nick Ju!
Hello. Boobs. Love you so much.
Hey, baby.
Just calling in response to the comment from Stacey Dash. First of all, Stacey, keep Hamilton out your mouth. Hamilton is... the newest obsession for me and probably all the theater kids out there. You know, I was late to the game. Story of one of our founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton, told through rap music, and most of the actors in the show are people of color, including the ones who play Hamilton and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and whatnot. So her issue was that Michael Jackson could be portrayed by a white person because of this casting. And generally for me, the rule of thumb is if the person's main motivation was their race, then someone of that race or a similar race should play them. And MJ is on record saying that he was a proud black man. But theater has always been a bastion for diversity and kind of out front because the audience comes in willing to suspend disbelief. So I could see there being a gray area if the founding fathers were on record talking about how proud they were of their race, maybe. But I definitely could see from like a rational human being them having sort of a point. And any backlash, at which I've ignored because I've been too busy standing, but from Stacey Dash, I'm Helen Keller to your BS. Anyway, love y'all. Another great week of shows. Miss you. Bye.
Oh yeah,
bye sweetie.
She pretty much said the same thing that other person said. Mm-hmm. Man, theater people, man, they be on top of it. Like, did y'all rehearse that? Was that
no, right?
Was that a pre-written monologue? And Nick Ju will be on the show tomorrow, so
yay,
looking forward to that. We only got one email, so I'm not gonna open up the phone line. It seemed like we wouldn't really have time to talk, but here's the one email. It says, the Young Turks and Bernie Bros. Rod, I'm so glad you called out the Young Turks dismissing the Bernie Bros problem. I know the Young Turks on YouTube I follow the Young Turks on YouTube pretty much daily. It's not hard to find Bernie fans calling Hillary Clinton all sorts of offensive, misogynistic words within the Young Turks on YouTube comment section. For them to infer the misogynistic attacks are far and few between is just comical. Yeah, man, it's stupid at this point.
Like, yes, it is.
You know what, man? I might as well just talk about it now, man.
Okay.
Yo, this Bernie shit dumb. Like, it's real past dumb. Like, the denials of the harassment are dumb. The idea that no one can criticize this man is dumb. It's over with. And the fact, like, I'm fed up with the whole thing, because just the fact that the Bernie Bros thing didn't really catch on until people realized, like, oh, they're doing it to white women, and then right. It was like, oh shit, we gotta come up with a word and start interviewing people and figure out what's going on. The fact that people dismiss it as if harassment doesn't give people positive when it comes to supporting a candidate is stupid, because when Trump supporters harass people, y'all don't go, well, yeah, man. I mean, what does that got to do with Trump? You know what I mean?
Everything to do with it.
You know, last night he was giving a speech or something, or he was like talking to some black, I believe it was. I can't remember where the exact thing was, but he was, he got asked about reparations, to which, you know, we already know that his response on the books was, hey, reparations doesn't make sense. That, you know, it's not feasible or whatever. But last night he decided to answer it differently. And he basically said that, hey, reparations, it is like, that's something that he would consider. But, he said poor white people should get it too.
That makes no fucking sense.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, it's like, this is what he believed.
Right, you know? And it's one of my things where me and Roger was in the car, and I'm going to tell you right now, I kind of feel like other people I've kind of heard, I am not energized as a Democrat about this election. Neither one of these people really talks to me as a black female. You don't care about my problems. You don't really care about my issues. Mm-hmm. I'm a female like Hillary, but I am black. And black kind of trumps a woman in a lot of situations. And everybody is telling us what they've done in the past. Nobody's telling me what you will do once you get your ass in office. I'm not hearing that.
Well, you know what's funny is just the fact that you would even bring it up is offensive to people. Like, there's this fundamental misunderstanding from the supporters of him and the supporters of Hillary. I'm actually, just like every other person voting in this election, basing my vote on what I think would happen if they get in office, the way I've always voted. You know, we don't have a time machine. So, but they make this assumption that, well, if I can just tie this person to Martin Luther King, or if I can just tie this person to the black church delegates and all this shit, like, then obviously as a black person you have to vote for them. Mm-mm. And I'm saying those aren't the issues or the groups I'm worried about.
Right.
Like, I don't give a fuck about that. I want to know what your plan is now. What are you doing for racial justice now? What do you say? What do you do when another innocent black person is shot? You know, do you send the Department of Justice there?
Come on.
Are you, you know, like, that's what I want to hear. You know, I don't want to hear you know, when a civil rights pioneer who, you know, was there marching on Selma, who had dogs sicked on him, who's been water hosed, who's been beaten, says he supports Hillary, and he didn't see Bernie back in the day with the civil rights movement. He never met Bernie or whatever back then. That's not the time for white people to start calling him an Uncle Tom or a sellout. It's not time for you to start calling him establishment because he didn't support your favorite white man. it's not the time for black people to do it either. I'm not there for that shit either.
Right.
You know, if you got a problem with the dude prior to that, cool. Y'all got a problem with him and you feel like all the shit that he endured during the 60s and whatnot, just it don't matter to you, fine. It mattered to me.
Me too.
You know what I mean? It matters to me. I'll never forget it. So that's cool. If y'all, you know, if y'all had some dealings and you don't fuck with him on a personal level, cool. Still not the time to call this dude some fucking ignorant names because you didn't appreciate who he endorsed. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, both of these candidates are going to come out and be like making promises for what they're going to do for black people. Mm-hmm. It's not like Hillary is running around going, yeah, I love incarcerating black people. Yeah, I believe that super predator shit now. I'm still on the same shit, y'all. Hillary's such a politician that even if she did believe the same shit, which I don't suspect, but if I don't even know that she ever believed that shit, to be honest, but that's kind of how sleek she is as a politician, to be quite honest. It's the same thing with Bill Clinton. I don't know. I would never claim to know what his ideals are. I don't know. I really don't. Like, I don't think that dude stands for anything. Same thing, you know, with Hillary, I can't say, you know, that she really stands for anything, but she's a politician and that's what politicians do, right?
Correct.
I'm pragmatic. I was pragmatic with Obama. I'm pragmatic with this shit. But what I find funny is that when she goes and visits these groups and stuff, faces them, and they call her out on her history, she has to sit there and own that and be like, yeah, those are mistakes I made. That won't happen this time. I'm different. I've learned from that. I've grown from that. And that's pretty much what she's been doing for the black community everywhere now. It's just go places and be like, I fucked up, because everybody knows she fucked up and there's no way to get away from it.
Right.
Her husband fucked up and she helped, and there's no way she can get away from that shit. She just got to own it. You know, with the Bernie shit, same thing. Like, he, like, when it comes to this, his pivots away from race to the economy, he ain't learning. He just sticking with it. So you have to make a choice, you know, between those two choices. To me, those are both subpar choices.
Right.
You know, people have lost their fucking minds over these endorsements. Since the race is heating up, you got people talking to each other with no fucking sense, disrespecting each other, calling people names, over two white people that are probably not gonna do shit about race when they get elected.
Come on now.
Neither one of them. And the main thing I care about is the race. That's it. I'm a one issue voter, motherfucker. I don't wanna die over some bullshit, and that's it.
Right.
I'm just gone. No one going to jail. No need to look into it further. I don't want that system in place when I die. That's it. So if that's unreasonable, then I'm just unreasonable. And if I'm gonna take this time when people are just willingly signing up and giving away their votes for these politicians as if they're gonna solve all the problems in the earth, go ahead. I'm using this time to leverage my shit. I'm not coming up off of it that quick. Mm-hmm. Sorry, but I'm not sorry. You know what I mean? And the people that are supporting Bernie are just such sycophants, man. They really do. And like, I honestly can't, I did not think this was possible, because I didn't think people were this stupid. They honestly really do think he just an old, tiny old man that want to be president for the good of everybody.
Oh no, he don't care about me. No.
But even, even if you just think he cares about somebody, like, it's for the little people, I'm doing it for y'all, they really believe that's not an image. Like, he's not a politician. Like, it's not manufactured. Like, he doesn't play political games. Like, he hasn't been in office for fucking 30 years. Like,
right.
You can't have it both ways. You can't be the little engine that could and say, when I become president, I'm gonna get shit done. It don't work that way. I need to believe you got them connects, because especially if your major critique of President Obama, and he has been critical of the president, is that, well, he was so naive and he got there and he didn't get anything done. which is bullshit that you would say some shit like that. Peep that. But the fact that you say that, you can't just then turn around and use his same game plan. Well, I'm going to keep voters engaged. I don't know. When the last time you checked your inbox? Obama ain't never stopped sending them emails.
Mm-mm, I still get them to the day.
Yeah. You talking about fundamentally keeping the American people engaged. Yeah. We'll see you at midterms, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like the dude, as far as people are concerned, like someone told me today, it was insensitive for John Lewis to say, I never saw Bernie during the civil rights movement. They said it was insensitive. That is different than saying he meant it as an insult or whatever. It was insensitive.
Why?
Insensitive about people that you perceive as not able to fight back. How's that any more insensitive than any of the insults, any of the accusations that Bernie has thrown at Hillary Clinton? How is that insensitive during a fucking endorsement for one of the candidates over the other candidate? How is that insensitive when Bernie Sanders called President Obama naive, pathetic, that didn't get enough done? Was he insensitive then? Were you complaining about it? Or is there a double standard for him where he's just the old guy telling it like it is and everybody else is just real politicians and inside of Wall Street and shit? It just seems so wild that adults would buy into these fucking narratives with grown ass old white politicians. Like, neither one of these motherfuckers are MLK. Stop. Right. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any delusions of grandeur. Mm-mm. When it comes to this shit. Like, I don't feel like my vote's gonna change everything. So you can stop treating me like my vote's gonna change everything. Cause I don't sign up with one of these dudes already, doesn't mean that you get to come in and harass me about it. It's been really sad. And to see that last night, he's still going, well, you know, it's not race, it's just class. It's just, you know, he ain't learned shit.
No, he does not, because I have a goddamn job, and racism does not fix, economy, and me having a job does not fix racism. I have a goddamn job. I still have to do with racism. So every time we turn about this, you keep turning about, well, if they had jobs. Bitch, I got a job. If I get shot and killed in the street, that's not going to stop racism. That's not going to stop police brutality just because I was working.
Yeah. The thing is, I know when Hillary's full of shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I know she's a politician is one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons I don't see it as an insult. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people try to paint it as an insult. Like, she's an insider. She's a politician. I'm like, that's how you get shit done, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you telling me she gonna get shit done? Because what I want to hear from Bernie is how he gonna get shit done as the outsider president. Oh, well, you know, we got executive orders and stuff. You gonna be out here issuing executive orders for everything, Bernie? You think they won't get your ass out of there? Like, we still have checks and balances even for executive orders. Mm-hmm. You're not the king. I'm gonna just break up the banks. Who's on board with that? You said everybody's bought and paid for in Congress and shit. So how you gonna make them unpaid for and unbought? They just gonna stand to the side and let you do shit. It's such a ridiculous notion. But to me, they're both ridiculous notions. You know what I'm saying? If you're mm-hmm. looking at it. So, it's wild to me to watch people buy into this shit, because I'm on record. We were doing this podcast back during the Obama years. I was on Twitter back during the Obama years. Mm-hmm. Even then I was being like, I'm not voting for him because of hope and change.
Right.
I'm not voting for him because he's going to bring everybody together. That's rhetoric. That's impossible. America's actually divided, and it's not because politicians are talking to us. Your neighbor don't like you, and ain't shit a president can do about it. Mm-mm. And it was it's funny, because I watched people, and that makes it seem, and a lot of these people seem to be the same type of shit this time, but for Bernie, I watched people fall in love with this idea that you can just talk your way out of gridlock. and people want to compromise and all this shit. And I was like, that's not how that's gonna work. Mm-mm. And President Obama still navigated that very well and figured out how to get jobs, figured out how to save the fucking car industry, you know what I mean? Like, he still navigated this very well. He's got his healthcare system through, you know. He's, you know, we've had same-sex marriage legalized, although that's still going to be a fight. We've had these things happen under his administration, but people want to throw him away because they like, he didn't turn into a magical unicorn the day after he took office. But then we're to believe that that's going to happen with Bernie Sanders? Right. You know what I mean? Like, we're to believe that that's what's going to happen? This seems crazy to me that y'all would sign up twice. Because you can't say for the last 6 years you've been disappointed in Obama and then go, well, this guy will get it done. He's even less prepared to be president. You know what I mean? Like, it's wild to me to see this shit happen. I couldn't believe it, man. Like, like people calling John Lewis a sellout and a coon and Uncle Tom and all this shit. Nah, man. I'm not here for it, dog. I'm not here for it. And the fact that the kind of people that support Bernie Sanders would say and act that way is ridiculous to me. It's so ridiculous. Like, Killer Mike started supporting Bernie Sanders, and I didn't see any Hillary Clinton people coming out. The Uncle Tom sellout coon. Mm-mm. None of that shit. No, mostly because she's just a politician. She like, I'm just trying to win. If she wasn't a woman, so many of the negatives for her would be positives.
Correct.
People would be, oh yeah, man, I love, she's presidential. You know, Bernie's up there yelling and she's composed. You know, she knows how to get in and out of situations. She's crafty. She knows how to hide shit. That's what I need for a president. But then it's a woman doing it. You can't trust to check her phone numbers. We need to see what's on the text messages. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's so many things at play in this shit. It's so funny to me. I don't know how you can be enthusiastic or committed to either one of these candidates.
I'm not right now.
You know, even as I say this now, people that shill for Bernie are only hearing what I'm saying about Bernie. Right. That's how crazy the Bernie shit is. I'm saying I'm not enthused about either one of these motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that's how crazy these Bernie stands are. So yeah, you know, but I've been on Twitter just getting them out of my mentions. Fill the block is what I say.
I've been seeing that.
Yep, you can fill the block on this motherfucker. But yeah, Bernie still ain't got it. You still talking about white people need reparations,
bitch? What?
I'd rather you just shut the fuck up. If that was your answer.
Just say people don't deserve it and move on.
We're talking about slavery reparations, right, for black people. You're not prepared to even have a discussion if you bring up, well, poor white people and Latinos need it too.
It's not the same.
You're not prepared. You're not prepared to have this discussion then. Like, you don't, what you want, the strategy of it has been completely off-putting to me, because one of the things people aren't talking about with Bernie is, because like I said, they paint him as this old man who just wants to go on to be president and fix turn us into socialists and fix our economy and make everything great for people that haven't had it great, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like the reverse Trump, right?
Yeah. Here's
the thing about this that politically, as an analytical person, as a bit of a pessimist, as a pragmatist even, this is the way I look at Bernie Sanders, and it's one of the reasons I can't really fuck with him. He's on record as saying he would like to get Trump's voters. Okay? Mm. He's on record as saying he wants to get the people that were disappointed in President Obama to vote for him. Both of those demographics of voters are racist. Now, I don't mean all those people are overtly racist. Like, I don't think they're walking around being like, niggers, I hate them. And, you know, like, I don't think it's like that. Mm-mm. But both of those groups do not want to see him hugging up the black people. Period. He will lose their votes. It's the subtle thing that people don't want to discuss because it's just kind of under the rug. It's the reason that the Young Turks don't even discuss the racist shit from Bernie Sanders supporters online. Nope. You know, they were forced to discuss the sexual things because, hey, white women and people that might be important are listening. But
right,
you know, but this black people have been put on the back seat of all this shit. But if you want Trump supporters, if you want people who were disappointed, quote unquote, in Obama, yeah, you want racist people. That's what that is. So he's not going to talk about race in any substantive way when it comes to people bringing up shit like, hey, well, black people getting killed in neighborhoods and shit. Well, hey, if they got jobs and they weren't on the corner, they wouldn't get killed.
Right.
Tamir Rice was not old enough to be at work. Sandra Bland's on her way to a job.
Right.
You know, what are you going to do about the fact that if you have ever been to prison, you pretty much can't get a job? What's your plan on that?
Right.
You know, it's bigger than just unemployment. It's bigger than just having a job. The quality of those jobs matter.
Yes.
You know, even the assumptions he makes were like, well, they can, you know, we need to bring back these factories and shit. Niggas gonna be in factories? That's the thing that's gonna fix it? Put some niggas in some factories, huh?
Paying a minimum wage, so by the time you tax it, it's about $3 an hour. Word, that's what we're doing.
It's super wild to listen to the tone deafness of that response, and it hasn't gotten better. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I'm only left with, this is his platform. This is, if he doesn't believe it, it's what he's riding with. And part of this is strategy. He can't be hugging up to us too much.
No.
It's cool for us to hug up to him. But politically, he cannot get too black. Because he will lose some of these white liberals who only care about the economy. They don't right. care about black people dying. They don't care about it. And he's scared to lose their vote. And that is not a person that gives me the I March with King vibe. I don't give a fuck what happened in 1960. In 2016,
right?
I don't feel it for him. And I'm tired. And it wouldn't be so bad. It really wouldn't be so bad if he wasn't being pitched as the guy who's even blacker than your black ass. Wouldn't be so bad, really. Because I can deal with, you know, the milquetoast candidates. I can deal with, oh, you're kind of quivering on race, you're not that strong. Hey, that's pretty much every politician I've ever seen that that was president until now. So cool, you know. Even with Obama, people wish he would be stronger on race sometimes. I'm not one of those people, but
right.
people wish he would be even stronger than he is on race. Like, I, you know, this guy is way worse. Hillary, unbelievable. You know what I mean? Like, she's unbelievable. I don't believe her when she's talking about racial shit. But one of them is a person who's running her party, her campaign in an efficient manner. That's just like, hey, I'll do what it takes to get elected and to stay elected. That's how she makes me feel. You know what I'm saying? She makes me feel like, hey, if you scare me enough, I'll fucking do it. So what, black people, y'all need some things? Let's get that done. And if you're going to just treat it politically wise, I'll settle for that.
Me too.
I don't need an idealist. I never was into that game. You know what I mean? So if that's what I got to settle for, is one of y'all is going to actually sit down and figure it out just because it's politically expedient, because you're getting pressure from the people that supported you, I'll deal with that. I can deal with that more. Bernie Sanders is such an outsider. I don't think there'll be any racial leverage that black people will have on him if he gets elected
at all.
Not to mention, I have no idea how he would fare in the general election. We'll see, you know, if he makes it. But
that's the thing,
you know, I feel like the Republican candidate is just gonna be like, look at him,
right?
And people are gonna be like, ooh, he does look old and frail.
Right. And people had read that same thing people said about John McCain.
Yeah,
that shit matters.
Yeah, so it is what it is, man. But anyway, back to this email. I figured I'd do this now rather than wait till Nicole gets on and then, you know, end up taking up all her time. I'm a Bernie fan. As a Bernie supporter, I think it's important to call out and shut down bigotry among my fellow Sanders fans. Let me tell you, Rod and Karen, it's a lot of work. Yeah, I know. I've been on the end of the other work. Even though the Young Turks has been silent on black harassment by Bernie supporters, I still surprised the host Anna, who is a self-proclaimed feminist, with whitewashed misogyny. Bernie can do no wrong as far as the Young Turks is concerned. Hey, man, look, they want that man elected bad. Like, this is like, I've never seen anything like this. You know, I've just never seen anything like this before. Like, even when black people were rooting for Obama, I didn't see this harassment shit.
Nope.
Or the denial of black people being like rooting for him openly. Like, you know what I mean? I just never saw it. It's new to me. For all the criticism of MSNBC shilling for Hillary Clinton, they are just as bad, if not worse, in their blind support of Bernie Sanders. Yeah, I mean, look, man, he's definitely the left white person's wet dream. Because he's making it sound like all he got to do is get elected and he just going to kick everybody ass into shape and make our economy the way that people want it to be.
And it's not going
to happen. He's just going to do it by himself. That's his pitch. He's like, I'm an outsider and I'm gonna take this bitch over. He is the leftist of the left and boom, I'm about to do it. You know, I still believe in my heart of hearts that he's just really in the race to make Hillary go as left as possible. To make her have to come up off of something, to realize that her base, still wants more from her and not to govern centrally as her husband before her did. And as Obama did for most of his time, because Obama campaigned as a centrist and people just heard what they wanted to hear.
Right.
And Hillary's saying a lot of the same things, but people are actually listening to her and being like, oh, you're a centrist? Fuck you. You know, we already had enough of that. So good luck. You made a great point I never considered. Obama faced the same problem in 2008, but he had the ownership to tell his supporters to stop. Bernie really needs to stand up and tell these idiots to end the harassment of blacks and Hillary. Ryder Karen, thank you for what you do. Joe from in Sacramento. Yeah. Hey man, look, we'll see what happens, dog. I'm not even passionate either way.
Me either.
Like, me I either. Honestly don't think anything's gonna change for us. And that by us, I mean black people. Like, racially, the things that people are pitching either one of these candidates, I don't expect anything to change.
Right. I think this is the first election post Black Lives Matter. And it matters a lot. Because for a lot of people, black issues, even if they're black, have come to the forefront. Because there are a lot of people who in the past have voted and it's not been about black shit.
Right.
It's been about abortion. It's been about religious freedoms. It's been about other shit. It had been about blackness, but with Black Lives Matter, people going, hey, yeah, this shit affects me. What are you gonna do about my shit? And everybody fucking tiptoeing and dancing around this shit and acting like the shit don't matter. And it does. It matters 100%. So people are holding these officials accountable, and you know, a lot of these fans are letting me know, particularly Bernie stans, are letting me know that Bernie doesn't give a fuck about Black Lives Matter. It shows from the very beginning because he wasn't prepared for it. And he keeps telling me he's not prepared and he doesn't care about our issues and he doesn't care about our problems. And that's the thing. I do not care about you lying to me, but every other demographic is lied to. Nobody comes to black people and talk to us like we're goddamn human beings. It's one of these things where people just make the assumption that we're just going to automatically vote. What about black folks not showing up to the goddamn polls? Don't people understand? It's one of those things where we don't have to vote, and people have a tendency to think if the person
I think this is the thing I was saying earlier. I really think he's just done the math. He don't need black people to vote for him, at least not to this overwhelming majority. He just needs us not to be rallied enough behind Hillary to that she will win. That's my guess. I think they've done the math and they figured out we're just gonna push as much, because he doesn't seem to know anything about anything else. It's just the economy. It's, you know, he doesn't seem to know much about foreign policy. It's not like, is so pretty much
to these other countries and be ignorant to it, because basically your whole thing is all about America. Well, bitch, we live in a global society.
But this is what white people care about the most. You know, like when you look at the hierarchy of needs politically, so many things for white people have already been met in America. The money is the last thing. So for a lot of white people, I feel like they will vote for this guy and they will turn out more so for him than Hillary because of that idea, which is, hey, I just want my money. You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't worry about getting killed by the cops. They're not worried about the environment. They don't give a fuck about going going to war. Those things don't matter to them. What matters to them is the economy and Wall Street and Occupy and all this shit. You know, the same Occupy that booed John Lewis then.
Wouldn't let him speak, right?
Yeah. So, it is what it is, man. I understand that that's how it's gonna go. You know, it's not gonna be to me, I'm just more disgusted with people turning on each other very harshly over either one of these candidates, especially black people.
Yeah, and the thing is, numbers and statistics shows that black women come out and vote at the highest rate than any other fucking group of people. So it's amazing. No matter what your numbers show, it shows that we vote.
Right.
But you don't care.
He's done the math that he doesn't need black people to vote in the primaries. I'm saying that same math, I don't know how the fuck he wins the general. Because his thing is, I'm going to court those Trump voters and shit. No, you're not. Those people are not voting Democrat. You know what I mean? So you're done. To me, it's short-sighted. Like I said, but he's telling people on the left that are white, that have all their needs, man, that he's telling them what they want to hear, you know? And that's good enough for most people on the left, which is he's going to change the whole world to a socialist state and it'll be fine. And if that's all it takes to get you to vote, man, then go do it, man. Have fun. You know what I mean? If you're now sold on this man because of that shit, but me personally, I'm not. Mm-mm. I don't trust him any further than I trust Hillary, you know?
Correct.
So I don't know, you know, like these manufactured scandals they keep coming up with on Hillary with the, like, where's your emails? Where's your, you know, like, I want to see transcripts of all your speeches. I want to see, like, you just like these things don't distract me. What y'all trying to make the fact that she is a career politician into a bad thing, but he's a career politician.
They both are.
So I don't know we about to have the first ever president that not even first ever, but we about to have a president that doesn't have any experience. That's the positive now. You know, so yeah, I ain't sold on either one of them anyway. Mm-mm. I think that was the end of the email. So yeah, man, thanks for writing in. Good luck to your candidate. Hopefully he can get a little bit tighter on these answers about race and shit. We'll be back with Nick Jew tomorrow. I think we're doing the show at 1 tomorrow, so it'll be a different start time.
Okay.
But you know, there's no football for you to miss, so you might as well come hang out with us.
I know, right?
All right, until tomorrow, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.